Tom Marquin's with us. Tom, it's been 40 minutes of unbelievable radio. Michelle's at Randwick. She's had lawn mowers. She's had everything this morning, including, who is it, John Stevens, band playing practice music. Mate, it's been an eventful morning for me.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Probably going a bit better than you, mate. I've got a shocking headache. I don't think I'd be able to ride today if I was you.
No, it's I've been up for a little while playing my own music, going out running, and just getting prepped for the big day ahead.
What do you play, Tom?
Anything R&B to just keep the legs moving more than anything when you're sweating. A bit of motivation.
Beautiful. That's Michelle sort of stuff, the R&B. Michelle, take it away with Tom.
Tom, look, a huge day, a really exciting day for all of Australia, and obviously a big day for yourself. Plenty of, I guess, pressure on you. This time last year was very different, though. You were racing back at home, had stopped in the UK, and I guess all eyes were on you, so there was a bit of pressure watching you here in Australia. But how do you feel about today? You got a taste of the crowd last week?
Yeah, obviously really looking forward to it. It's one of the biggest days in the Australian racing calendar, and to be heading in there with some sort of leading rides is, it's a jockey's dream.
Let's talk about it, Dave, in the big one. There's been so much discussion about it through the week. I think everyone, from a racing point of view, wanted Sam Dowd in the race just to put some pace. What are your thoughts, Tom, as you wake up for the race?
Honestly, I'm not that fussed that Sam Dowd came out. If he was in there, yes, he probably would have been the speed. Equally, he's not in there now, and there's no speed, and it doesn't really matter because we're very fortunate in the fact that I can ride a Dave sort of on an open rein as such without any instructions and just sort of wing it as to how the race is being run.
So you could lead if you don't think the pace is there?
Yeah, potentially. Equally, I could happily drop in a bit if the pace was there. So I think, we're just very fortunate in the fact that we can be that versatile.
Dave was obviously beaten fair and square by Very Elegant in the Ram Vet, but you really had to like the way he kept fighting and was obviously only beaten by a length. It's a real duel today.
Yeah, it was a massive run. You couldn't help but think he probably hadn't quite run up to what he had last year in the race. Just that last 100 metres told, I thought, this year. But potentially if he takes the step forward that he did from the Randwick to the Queen Elizabeth last year, this year, the ground's a massive concern. But if he was to carry that form into today, it really does make him competitive.
So just on that point with the track, we 12 months ago it was wet, and that's why Favourite Moon's here again for William Hagger. So how concerning is it turning up on a track like a good one today?
Potentially it could be what gets him beat. So very worrying in that regard, but it is what it is. He's come halfway across the world. He's not about to be a non-runner. So, yep. We've got to do what we've been given with. And, last year he did run second on good ground at Royal Ascot, probably if not on the quick side of good. So, that Group 1 form is there on quicker ground. It's just potentially it brings others further back into the equation than more him out of it.
Tom, bit of a nice touch today, I guess a nod to Prince Philip wearing the black armband, you and Karen McAvoy?
Yeah, it's a huge loss for the country and racing alike. The Queen has been one of the most enormous supporters of racing all around the world for her entire life, and he's been there every step of the way, so I think it's only right that the British horses carry the black armband to sort of signify the loss.
Couple that are worthy of a mention outside, Dave, Acrophobic, a horse that you rode last time, missing the start, just proved really costly there for you, Tom?
Yeah, he'd been off track for a long time. He probably, I guess, was a little bit rusty, but it was a big run. He hit the line well, and potentially if he takes that big step forward like he should from that run, he should be bang there in the money.
And your last ride before you head home is All Saints Eve in race 9. John O'Shea just has really brought her along really nicely, but you've just got a tricky draw to contend with.
Yeah, she's had a sort of really nice prep running up into this race. As you say, not quite ideal, but it is what it is. And, you know, this looks like a real chance for her to get a big one in.
Now, Tom, we've had all sorts this morning with Michelle. I won't back over that. But you've had your things, obviously, with COVID. But you made the decision really a long time ago that you were going to come back, didn't you? Despite it all, you had your 14 days and all that sort of stuff that you had to deal with. Have you enjoyed it again?
Yeah, obviously, I always enjoy coming down here. But, you know, I can't help but think it was all a... It was all a bit of a pain, you know, not being able to come down until sort of mid-February. There was no flights before that, and, you know, it just kind of delayed getting into it a little bit. So it's been, you know, I can't help but deny it's been a bit of a frustrating trip with racing, going back a week and things like that. But, yeah. Look, I've really enjoyed it. It's been worth it. And hopefully next year will be a little bit easier.
Well, so you have been here since February. You're jumping on a plane back to London tomorrow. What have you enjoyed most about Australia? Have you been able to see much, do much, or it's all been work?
I've been able to sort of enjoy the freedom a little bit as well. But, you know, as with anyone in racing, your life revolves around it. So, I'm here on a work capacity as such.
Well, let's hope that you go out with some success today. Maybe it will be a day in the big one, the Queen Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us, Tom, and good luck with your flat season back in the UK.
That's all very kind. Thank you for having me on.